Today on Coffee at KYUK, we're airing an excerpt of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's virtual town hall that aired Monday. It focuses on the COVID-19 vaccine distribution in the region. YKHC's Tiffany Zolkowski hosts the discussion with Dr. Ellen Hodges, Dr. Elizabeth Bates, and CEO Dan Winkleman, who says that so far the corporation has gone to 30 villages with the vaccine.
And we'll be in all of our villages in the next couple weeks as well. So that leaves about 5 villages that we haven't gotten to by the end of this week, and we have plans for those remaining 5 villages. Our goal at YKHC is to essentially offer the vaccine to everyone who wants one. Beginning this Monday, starting today, I think we're doing 50 and older here in Bethel. So if you live here in Bethel, fill out the form online, and if you're 50 and older, come get your vaccination. Out in the villages, we're doing 16 and older. Essentially, we're off to a fast and safe pace, and we look forward to continuing that over the next couple of weeks.
Thank you so much, Dan. So why don't we get started tonight with Dr. Hodges, if you can give us an update on the status of the pandemic and an update on the vaccine distribution.
So since the start of the pandemic, we've had 3,855 cases, and we currently have 181 active cases. We have had, unfortunately, 19 individuals who have died of COVID since the start of the pandemic. We currently have active outbreaks in between 10 and 15 different villages, and then in Bethel, where we have widespread community-based transmission. And for our entire region, including the Bethel census area and the Kuslovac census area, has 81 cases per 100,000. The Kuslovac census area alone has 671 cases per 100,000. The population in that region is smaller, and so the cases there have a bit more impact onto the case rates. The case rates for the city of Bethel are 305 cases per 100,000. One of the highest case rates in the nation. If you go to the New York Times website, we are listed as our county, as it were, in the Bethel census area, is listed as one of the top 10 hotspots in the nation. Moving on to vaccine distribution, which sort of leads nicely one into the other, because we believe that the vaccine will be a very powerful tool in our fight against the pandemic in our region. And so the tier two, when we chose for Bethel to lower the age rate to 50 and older, that was because we really wanted to, that's really where another stepwise increase occurs in the death rate and hospitalization rate of people who live in our region and people who live in our state. And we're also including those who live in congregate living settings in our region. That includes those among us who are involved in corrections and those who experience homelessness or domestic violence, as well as those who are requiring treatment for substance use or misuse. So those will be also vaccinated this week as we've been able to increase our availability of vaccine. And all adults in villages. Villages have poorer access to care, requires, generally speaking, an airplane ride to be able to be seen in the hospital. And they have less access to water and sewer. Poor access to sanitation has been associated with a risk of respiratory infections. And the last reason is many people who live in our villages live in crowded multi-generational homes, which could be considered to be congregate living settings. So that's another reason to expand access in our villages first using our Indian Health Service allocation. We have vaccinated well over 2,000 individuals in our region. We have had no serious adverse reactions. So I know many of you have probably seen nationwide, there have been serious allergic reactions. We have been very lucky so far to not have any of those serious allergic reactions in our region. Although we are very cautious and we continue to monitor patients for 20 minutes after a vaccination or 30 minutes if they have a history of severe allergies. There, of course, have been vaccine side effects, and people may have questions about that. And we certainly have had people who have experienced side effects from the vaccine. But again, no serious allergic reactions or adverse reactions to report on.
Go ahead, Dr. Bates.
Our current case rate is 305 per 100,000, whereas Anchorage is currently 37.5 per 100,000. So I think, again, just to affirm that we are still in a significant outbreak, and we've reported 16 cases today. We still are seeing it in new villages every day. And so we are not out of the woods. And so I just want to encourage ongoing vigilance. And I think this is why we are talking about vaccine. This is the tool that we have to really stop the transmission of this virus. You know, last week I was working in the hospital and almost half of the patients were COVID patients. And luckily we've discharged many of them. And but I think it's still such a concern. And I just want to again affirm the vigilance and importance of this discussion. Thank you.
All right. So it looks like we have some questions that are starting to trickle in. So I'm going to get those posed. And the first is, when does YKHC anticipate guidance for school reopening to in-person learning?
If you were listening a few minutes ago, with the highest case rates in the nation, certainly the highest case rates in the state, it's our advice right now that in-person learning is too risky. That's not to say that we don't know that in-person learning is valuable and important and necessary for our region. It's just that right now, because of our high case rates, we feel it's too risky.
A couple of related questions here. Can people who are vaccinated from COVID-19 still spread the virus? And when people are vaccinated, can we hang out with non-family members again?
I'll address the first one first, which is, can you still spread the virus? And the answer to that is we're not sure. We need to get more evidence from phase 4 clinical trials. And so we do know that the vaccine is 95% effective. So we know that about 5% or 5 in 100 people could potentially still get COVID after being exposed. And we know that once you get COVID, that you can spread it, and that the people who have been vaccinated often have a much milder cases and therefore are more likely to spread it. That's one of the reasons why, even though you've been vaccinated, we strongly recommend that you continue to adhere to all of the public health guidance, which is to wear a mask when you're outside of your home, avoid social gatherings of any size, and to continue to wash your hands frequently, and maintain social distance whenever you're out in public. And I think that kind of answers the second question too. I have strong hope that in the future, this guidance may change, but at this time, it's far too risky. And not enough people have been vaccinated, and there's still too many cases of COVID circulating in our region. And one of the things that I didn't talk about but is important for this discussion is that our test positivity rate is also high. So it ranges between 12 and 15%, and we really need that number well below 5%. 3% would be better. And the reason for that is because when your test positivity rate is high, what it tells you is that you have undiagnosed cases of COVID circulating in your region.
And the only other thing that I would add to that is that, you know, the thing that can get us back to normal is vaccination. This is what's going to move us forward.
So test positivity rate, like Dr. Hodges mentioned, that's 15% thereabouts. We're hovering around. That's 5 times higher than what we would like to see here in Bethel. Although we have seen our cases plateau, when you're at the highest and they plateau and they start to fall, we're still extremely high when compared to anywhere else in the United States. That means there's lots of people walking around with COVID that do not know they have it and they're spreading it.
Going back to the questions that we've had online so far, will people who are vaccinated against COVID-19 still have to quarantine if they are exposed?
Short answer is yes. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have not provided us any guidance on this. And so we would stick to the original guidance that if you've been exposed to COVID, you still need to quarantine and test as per our usual protocols. So stay tuned. But for now, our recommendations remain the same.
When will YKHC come to Tuluksac and provide shots for our community member?
That will occur sometime in the next 2 weeks. We do not have Tuluksac currently on our schedule, but we are working carefully with community leaders there to get the number of people who need to be vaccinated so we can get the proper doses shipped out to the villages. This is an important time maybe to mention that the way to access vaccination is to complete that form that we have on our website. Folks, it's a really quick questionnaire. It doesn't take much time just to complete the questions that we need to have answered. And it doesn't guarantee you an appointment, but it lets us know that you want to have it. And so if you fit into our current criteria, we will call you and get you scheduled as soon as we can. And if you don't fit into the current tier that we're on, we will add you to a list and we will call you as soon as you are eligible to receive the vaccine. And if you don't have access to the internet, we have a number for you to call where you can have someone help you complete that form. And if you need assistance with language, the person who answers that number can also help you with language.
The number for here in Bethel is 543-6949. Another question here, when will people age 62 and younger be available to get shots? And so Dr. Hodges and Dr. Bates, can you speak to the current eligibility for individuals who can apply for vaccination to receive it?
So for here in Bethel, we are currently vaccinating those individuals aged 50 and older. If you live in a village, we're vaccinating aged 16 or older. So it depends on where you live right now. And we soon may be able to expand the Bethel-based vaccinations. But for the next week or two, we're going to offer vaccine to those aged 50 and older and those in the congregate living settings that I mentioned earlier.
You recommend that those who have already had COVID-19 get vaccinated?
Yes. The reason for that is we think that the immunity that you get from vaccine probably lasts longer than the natural immunity you get from the COVID infection.
If a person is quarantined when the vaccination team comes to a village, will they be able to get their vaccine if they want one?
What we've been telling people is that it's okay to come and get vaccinated if you are on quarantine, if the reason that you're on quarantine is for travel or because you're a close contact, as long as you're not symptomatic and you don't have COVID yourself. What we did in some of the places where I went to vaccinate people in villages is we had a separate spot far away from everybody else for those people to wait. Because we know that vaccine timeline in the villages especially is pretty compressed, and we don't want anyone to miss out on it who wants it. But again, if people have active COVID infection for that 10 days after their original diagnosis, you are not eligible to get your vaccine in that time period, and we'll catch you on another trip.
Dr. Hodges and Dr. Bates, I hear a lot of people saying that after their vaccinations, they don't need to wear masks. Can you address this?
We strongly encourage people to continue to wear masks. I think all of us want to get back to life as we knew it before. And that includes not wearing a mask everywhere you go. But in this particular case, especially with our case rates as high as they are, we're all going to need to wear masks for a good long while. And the vaccine is only 95% effective. That means 5 out of every 100 people who get vaccinated, even when they're fully vaccinated, may still contract the virus. So we just have to be sure that we don't accidentally contract the virus, even though we've been vaccinated, and spread it on to other people. For right now, because of our high case rates, we strongly recommend that you keep your social circle small, wear a mask, and keep washing your hands frequently.
Let's say everyone in my household gets vaccinated. It's a couple months down the road. My daughter, who's 15 right now, she's not eligible to get vaccinated yet. I wouldn't want to be going around to other people's households unmasked, because the thought is, and again, this may change, but the thought is that I could carry the virus and transmit it. It could live in my nasal passages, and then I could transmit it to my daughter when I went home, or I could transmit it to someone else when I'm unmasked. And that's the fear. Little bug, that little virus is living inside your nose. You're not getting sick. I'm not getting sick, but I could pass it on to someone who hasn't been vaccinated.
If someone got both shots of their vaccine and they travel outside of Bethel, when they return, do they have to get tested for COVID?
Well, I would recommend that everyone comply with the state and city mandates, which still do require testing after travel.
If I am fully vaccinated and someone who has had one vaccine dose but not the second travels to town and stays in my home with me, should I quarantine?
We haven't required the close contacts of a person who has traveled to quarantine. So, for example, if I didn't travel but my housemate traveled, I don't have to quarantine. Just the person who has traveled needs to quarantine. And of course, vaccination will protect you a little bit more. But if it's for a reason that you would normally quarantine, then you would still have to quarantine. So just make sure that you're aware of the quarantine requirements of the places that you're going to based on travel.
We know that masking works even among close contacts of people who have COVID. So definitely advocating for people to wear masks when they're in a shared space that's not their own household, if they're either traveling or any other kind of interaction.
We've had many, many cases show up from people who are traveling through to somewhere else and maybe only spent the night at someone's house, resulting in an outbreak in that family.
All right. Can you please talk about getting the vaccine if someone has allergies? And also, can you talk about the vaccine's side effects?
So for allergies, what we worry about is a severe anaphylactic reaction to any injectable medication. So if you're a person who's been told in the past that you have to carry an EpiPen, and that's a good indication that you at one point in your life may have had an anaphylactic reaction. So we're just going to want to talk to you about that and figure out what you're allergic to. So the only people who absolutely can't get the vaccine are those who have obviously had anaphylaxis to one of the other doses of the vaccine, or who are allergic with anaphylaxis to an ingredient in the vaccine. Everyone else can get it. You just have to wait for 30 minutes after the vaccination instead of 20 minutes. And the reason for that is because most severe allergic reactions, about 99% of them, will be evident in the first 20 minutes. So that extra 10 minutes is just to be on the safe side and make sure that you don't have that severe allergic reaction. Patient teams carry an EpiPen and other medications to treat severe allergic reaction with them. And of course, we have them available in the hospital. And for side effects, the most common side effects is pain in your arm at the site of the injection. And sometimes that can be associated with redness and swelling. So those are just side effects from that. Many people also have body aches and fatigue or feeling really tired. Headaches are common. Joint pain is common. And sometimes a rash, separate from where your injection site is. Swollen lymph nodes is another side effect that can happen. Most of them are mild and are relieved with either Tylenol or ibuprofen, and usually only last between 1 and 3 days.
But not getting vaccinated is also a risk. And that's like, we talk about this a lot. It's a risk-benefit calculation everyone needs to make for themselves. You know, again, I say this as a person who's taken care of COVID patients who have come through this hospital and those who have also passed away. You know, we had 3 patients pass away in a little over 36 hours last week. And I'm telling you, this virus is relentless. You know, we've had patients intubated in their 30s. We've had patients in their 20s die from this virus. Making the decision to not to get vaccinated is also a risk. So I just wanted to affirm that. And that's why I think these kinds of discussions are so important.
Does the vaccine work for the mutations of the COVID-19 virus?
So far, so good. The mutations that were on those viruses, the vaccine is still active against the spike protein, which is constant in those 2 mutations. So that means that they're the same in both types of that variant. So the vaccine is still highly effective against those variants.
When will the general population in Bethel below the age of 50 have an opportunity for vaccination?
Stay tuned. We expect to be able to expand our eligibility in our region in the very near future.
We've had, I think, a higher than what we would like to see declination rate going on. What are we doing to combat that? We're providing educational sessions like this virtual town hall here. The other thing that we're doing on social media is we're showing people who's getting them. For those who want to share with others and be a model citizen, we're providing pictures of your friends, your neighbors, your family members when they get their shot. So we continue to educate, and that's what we're doing to give the best, most accurate and trustful information and get that to you and make it available so you can decide on whether or not the vaccination is for you. The benefits of getting the vaccine far outweigh the risk of having a horrible, deadly disease like COVID.
So back to the question about potentially being a carrier if you've been vaccinated, can you still test positive for COVID after both vaccines?
Yes. So if you are exposed to COVID and you catch COVID, you definitely can still test positive. The vaccine itself will not make you test positive except for antibody testing, because that's what it does, is it makes you form antibodies in your blood. But the PCR testing that we get with nasal swabs, or the antigen testing, that will only be positive if you have an acute infection.
You've been listening to YKHC doctors Ellen Hodges and Elizabeth Bates, along with CEO Dan Winkleman, talking with Tiffany Zolkowski about COVID-19 and the vaccine effort in the YK Delta. This is Coffee at KYUK.